you belong in an institution, puppet. You belong in an institution where men are turned into women. That's right. Institutionalized demasculization. Stripping away your manhood. Leaving you eunuchs. Leaving you nothing. And building you back up. In my image. Or at least in a feminine image. Relax, puppet. Close your eyes. Relax, puppet. You remember how to relax, don't you, puppet? Your hands and feet going numb and tingly and warm. Floating away, your calves and arms, thighs and shoulders, hips, chest, torso and head, all floating, floating away, warming. Tingling, becoming an insubstantial mist. Your body is so malleable, so comfortable, puppet. As you picture yourself naked, standing between two mirrors. An eternal reflection of you. But as those reflections go further and further away, they seem less like you. The reflection closest looks like you, but a bit softer. Beyond that, it looks like you, but a bit slighter. Further still, the reflection looks like you, but smaller, softer, narrower at the waist. As you go further and further down, those reflections of you going off into eternity are reflections of a female version of yourself. Picture that eternity where you evolve into a woman, puppet, to please your mistress. And when you step out from between those two mirrors, you are in a blank room, white, empty, but for your warden, a woman who guides you, brings you past the other inmates of the institution, the sparkling white institution. And as you pass going through the cells, you see that those inmates also look like you. The ones nearest you. The ones you first come to. Are men who look like you. The next cells, they look a little like you. But softer. The next cells down, their waists are sculpted. Their hips seem flared. And in the next cell down, again they're sculpted and flared, and now they have breast buds beginning. You can see the transformation they're going through. The transformation you'll go through. You walk down to the end of that corridor, with cells on either side of you, now filled with women, each cell containing a woman more beautiful than the last, more feminine than the last. And you know that those women are what is inside you, what you will become, what you will metamorphosize into. Once in your cell, your training begins. You're allowed no clothes, no one is. But you will be wearing heels. You step into a pair of fuck me pumps. It's awkward, but your prison warden is there to keep you in line, to make sure you stand in them, so that your center of gravity eventually shifts to compensate for the tilt of the shoes. Your center of gravity begins to shift, like a woman's is different from a man's. Days go on. You're fed minimally. Your body begins to whittle its way down, leaving a more slender, longer, softer body, as you no longer produce those masculine muscles. You get a visit from the doctor. Just a little bit of a prick you're going to feel as he injects fat into your bottom and into your hips. You begin to flare. Now you have something you can wear. Added to the shoes, you have a corset for training your waist to be tighter. Your shoes and your corset. And you picture yourself in that mirror as your body was transforming, becoming more feminine. The doctor will be back. The doctor will be back in a few days, you know. Again with his injections. Oh. But in the meantime, the warden feeds you supplements. The warden has introduced female hormones into your diet. The warden is turning you into a woman. Your facial hair has stopped growing between the minimal diet you were fed and now the female hormones. No facial hair will grow for you. Everything that's been waxed and smoothed will stay that way. And the hair on your head grows thick, soft, long. You're being transformed, puppet. You're being used. You're being turned into a female for the warden's enjoyment, for some other purpose. The doctor comes back. At first, it's just injections. Small saline injections around the nipple. Further out, giving you the appearance of breasts, even as those hormones make you grow breasts. Small, pert little breasts. As you go through a puberty of sorts, becoming a woman. You begin to have those female feelings, feelings of arousal. Your penis is shrunk into a clit. All those hormones, that starvation diet, and now it tingles just as a clitoris does. Oh, pop it. Oh, pop it. You're becoming a woman, pop it. Breast implants will come when you wake one day, not realizing what's going on. A struggle, a pinprick, everything going black. And then you wake with proper breasts. Your transformation nearly complete. You certainly look like a woman. All that training, walking in those heels, you're moving like a woman. Your clit tingling. You feel like a woman. You are a woman. But your training is not done yet, Poppet. Now, Poppet, now that you look and feel and move like a woman, now, Poppet, you'll be trained to act as a woman. The warden comes in with her strap-on trainer. The warden is going to turn you into a woman, Poppet. Oh, there will be other lessons later. There will be etiquette. There will be grace. There will be teaching you how to be a pretty maid and a proper slut, a good cook and a lovely housewife. But now, Poppet, now the warden is there to make you into a woman with her big, thick, strap-on woman maker. You may want to struggle and you may want to resist, Poppet. But your girly, female, womanly clitoris throbs. You have a woman's tastes, Poppet. You are a woman. And being fucked like a woman is going to make you come like a woman. Being pounded like a woman, being fucked like a woman, being used by a woman is going to make you come like a woman. Reach between your legs and stroke that. Frig that pussy like a woman. And pop it. Come. Come. Come like a woman. Come like a woman. Come like a woman. Come. Good girl, Poppet. Good, good girl. And now, Poppet, it's time for you to rise and wake from this dream. Satisfied and comfortable as the warden brings you back to that room of mirrors where you see yourself reflected as a woman. And as you look past the first reflection, you see your hair shorter. You see your shape a little firmer. You come out and feel more and more substantial as you look to each progressing image of yourself. That reflection beyond, looking more and more like your old self. You feel more and more like your old self, but refreshed, relaxed, comfortable, as you see yourself as the man you have been. You see your waist thicken and your hips narrow. You see your jaw harden. You see that 5 o'clock shadow. You see it and you feel the muscles returning to your arms and legs, solid and yours. And you are returned to yourself, a natural man. When I count from 5, you will be refreshed, comfortable, alert, and you will go about your day, not remembering this as anything more than a faded dream, but continuing with that craving for cock, continuing with that craving to please Mistress Shayna, always that craving to please Mistress Shayna. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, puppet. You have a good day.